Towers Big Night helps the Jimmy women grind out a win at the Corn Palace. And Woodford's outside shooting helps number 11 Jamestown to its ninth straight victory. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The University of Jamestown women's basketball team picked up its sixth straight win on Wednesday night as the Jimmies defeated Dakota Wesleyan on the road in Mitchell, South Dakota, 66-58. Kaya Tower had a career-high 25 points while also grabbing four steals for Jamestown in the win. The Jimmies led 23-12 after the opening quarter and never looked back from there. Hannah DeMars ended the night with 9 points, and off the bench, Hannah Hoggle had a great game for Jamestown with 8 points and 6 rebounds. Jalen Martinson also had 8 points on a perfect 3-for-3 shooting from the floor. The Jimmies are now 18-5 on the season, 13-4 in the GPAC. Those 13 conference wins for the Jimmies and head coach Thad Sankey are the most in his Jamestown tenure. In men's basketball last night, Cole Woodford knocked down 8 3-pointers en route to an 84-71 win for the number 11 Jimmies over Dakota Wesleyan. Jamestown fell behind 16-7 early, but it was Woodford's shooting in the first half that got Jamestown rolling. He finishes with a career-high 26 points for Jamestown in the win. Mason Walters had 24 points and 8 rebounds, and Lake City natives Mark Chose and Reed Gassner each finished with 11 points. The Jimmy men have won 9 in a row and are now 21-3 overall and 13-3 in the GPAC. Jamestown hosting Midland on Saturday afternoon for doubleheader action beginning at 2 p.m. Here's what's coming up in your local sports tonight on Jamestown 107.1 and NewsDakota.com. Blue Jay girls hockey at 7 p.m. from Wilson Arena. Mark McKenzie has the call for your Blue Jay hockey connection this evening. Pre-game show starts at 6:45 for girls hockey against Grand Forks. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, head to NewsDakota.com.